Roger, it's been fun the last 45 minutes watching the snow come and go here in Old Town.
It has. Although, you know, on a day like this, when it's not really great to be outside, it's a good day to go work out. And I think that's why we are really fortunate to have Charlie Graves here from Athletic Republic. Tell us a little bit about what Athletic Republic is. Just give us an overview.
Well, it's so appropriate that we're on Mountain Money because we're talking about families' most valuable asset, their children. So we train kids. We help them get faster, stronger, more agile. So our core business is training youth, teens, collegiate, and professional athletes.
So it's not a place to just get fit. I like that in your tagline. It's a place to become a better athlete.
That's right. Our mission is really about transforming potential into performance. So human potential into human performance, athletic potential into athletic performance, and it works for athletes of all ages. But our core business is really about youth, teens, and collegiate athletes. And this is our headquarters of 120 locations around the country. So last year we trained about 70,000 youth athletes around the United States and Asia.
And you're opening a new flagship center here in Park City?
Next Monday, October 15th, we're moving from Kimball Junction to Pinebrook, the Quarry Village Shopping Plaza right there at the Jeremy exit. And we're moving there and opening October 15th.
And how big will the new facility be?
It's a little bit larger. We actually took two floors, was the old World Bazaar Market furniture store that we've converted into our corporate offices upstairs and the training center downstairs. So both spaces are bigger for us and because we had outgrown our Kimball Junction space.
Now, I take it your core business is students, you know, and collegiate athletes. So if I have a high school kid who's interested in playing hockey, for example, what kind of a program would I be able to have him or her enroll in?
That's a great question. We actually train a lot of hockey players, including the U.S. national team, as part of our relationship with USA Hockey. But it's speed. So how do we make them faster on the ice?
Yeah.
Agility. You know, on a normal shift, their change of direction is almost 50 times per shift. So how do I make that foot speed transition from inside and outside edges faster? Power. So how do I make that separation gap increase? And then stamina, because trying to skate a shift is pretty darn hard. So how do we improve their performance? So the fundamental movement skills required to be better at hockey and the functional movement skills that are better on the ice are the things that we teach and train.
It sounds as though you actually break things down in a pretty scientific way to understand what skills are needed and what training develops those skills.
Now you're leading me right into these. This is perfect questions. You're right. It is very specific. And it's what's the real difference between Athletic Republic and, say, team training or a boot camp is that it's individualized small group training. So that hockey player of yours is going to come in and become a better hockey player on their very first visit through their 100th visit. So every workout they come in for is the right workout for them every time. And we're able to do that the way the workouts are structured. So a group of four or five or six athletes training together will all be doing something slightly different based on their sport, their age, their physical development, and their position.
So do you do individualized training, or is it team training, or all of the above?
It's a hybrid. It's individualized small group training. So the beauty of the system is it allows us to customize individually in a small group. So while they're training in groups of four to six, they're actually doing something very specific. You can imagine having someone that comes in that's been on workout number two versus somebody that's been on workout 20 or workout 60. What we want is them to get the right workout they come in. The same thing happens if you're a swimmer or a football player. If they're training together, their needs are different. And so we try to adjust the workout so that they can actually get it. So that's the beauty of the system.
So how do you start? Do you have class times already set where the swimmer and the football player can come in and just join the 9 a.m. class and be part of that? Or do you call in and say, I'm a swimmer? What do you have for me?
That's great. They typically come in for a free trial. Come in and see what we do. Let's see if we can align our ability to help you achieve your goals. And so we do an initial kind of meeting and a visit where the athlete comes in and does a trial workout. We get a chance to see if they've got the mental aptitude to really work hard. We understand if we can really help them, if they have the time available and the commitment to make. After they start training, we do an assessment, see how their strengths and areas for improvement are. So we can actually build the workouts against their capabilities, their areas of focus and the time they have available. And so the program continues to run based on the individual athlete's development.
And the goal is to develop. So what happens when you have that client and you say, look, Susie needs to come in 3 times a week. Susie's coming in 1 time a week. How does that conversation go?
It's tough because kids are so busy right now. I mean, they're so well programmed. Parents are so committed to helping them advance. So it starts a very realistic conversation. What can you commit to? Are you going to come once or twice or 3 times a week? And then we try to hold them some accountability to make sure they understand what it takes to get better. You're not going to advance as fast if you're here once a week as you would be twice or 3 times a week. So setting expectations, you know, we'll work with athlete based on their schedule, but we set expectations for them.
And how much does it cost?
We average right around $20 an hour. The workouts for acceleration athletes is the youth team is about is 90 minutes. So depending on the package that you purchase or the team you're training with, it's $20 to $22 an hour, $30 for a class. If you come in as a team, it becomes less. So you get NFL-type professional training for a bargain compared to personal training or anything like that.
And do you have some arrangements where a team will come in, you know, as a group to say, look, I want this group to improve?
Absolutely. We have a relationship with Park City Soccer and also the Park City High School baseball clubs. And they actually do come in and train as a group. The soccer club was in most of the summer primarily working on stability because they were so concerned with having their young women not get an ACL injury. So we spent most of the summer working with their athletes, making sure that they were more stable and strong because young women ages 12 to 16 are 8 times more likely than boys playing soccer to have an ACL injury. So, and it's preventable. American Pediatric Society says that 72% of those non-contact ACLs are preventable if they did stability training like we're doing at Athletic Republic. So it was our effort to help those young women stay in the game.
Give us a little bit of a picture of the kind of equipment that you have in an Athletic Republic gym that lets you do all these interesting things. I particularly like, you know, how am I going to learn hockey skills in a dry land facility?
That's a good question. We make our own equipment here in Utah. Okay. So we're the manufacturer of some very specialized equipment. Our treadmills go 40 miles an hour, excuse me, 30 miles an hour.
What?
30 miles an hour at a 40% grade.
Even that seems pretty scary to me.
We also have a hockey treadmill that you skate on. We actually have it at the ice rink that you can go out and try. So to improve your, instead of having the coach stand on the across the boards and yell, hey, you know, do this or do that, they're standing right next to you, coaching you through the mechanics of power.
So you started this by talking about it's about kids, but what if a group of 30 to 40 somethings who are moderately fit have made it a goal to run the Salt Lake Marathon next April? Can they call you guys up and say, we want to commit to a training schedule with you guys? There are 5 of us. Would you do that, or is that just not your bailiwick?
That is in the sweet spot of what we do.
Oh.
So we have 2 programs for adults. One is called AR Fit. It's a high-intensity interval workout that is twice as efficient as just a cardio workout. It's for those here, especially in Park City, that are getting ready for ski season or getting ready for cycling or golf season. The next AR Fit Challenge starts as we open October 15th. So there's a 7-week program that runs through essentially the start of when Deer Valley opens to get the adult athlete ready for ski season. So we'll work on that lateral stability. We'll work on their edge control and foot strength. We'll work on their explosive power and their endurance so that they can make it through a full day of skiing right out of the gate. It did really well. Last year we partnered with Vail and trained a lot of their employees and on mountain staff, and the reports last year leading into the season, they felt they were in better shape than they've ever been. So AR Fit is an adult high-intensity interval workout. It's 60 minutes. The AR Fit Challenge starts October 15th. Come on in and take the challenge. We want you to come in and work out for those 7 weeks and really start to improve your performance.
How many times a week does AR Fit Challenge meet?
You can come every day you want, but most people will come 3 to 4 times a week, and they'll balance it off with also doing maybe yoga or Pilates. They might go to the spin studio as well. But this replaces their high-intensity effort, and they'll do cardio on their own.
You know, on a day like this when there's snow outside, people are thinking about this. So how much, what's the charge for an AR Fit challenge? Is it a subscription? What's the right word?
Yeah, the workouts, oh, man.
Or is it workout by workout?
It's actually the pack. There's a package that you buy. I want to say it's $250. I can't remember what the number was. But it's unlimited workouts for that period
for
of time.
Come in and
sign up, and it's a great deal. It works out to be about $12 to $15 a workout, and and you can drive it less if you come in more often.
And what kind of facility do you have? Can you come in the morning, work out? Do you have a locker room, showers, where then you can just go right to work afterwards?
We do. We have the new facility has two showers and changing areas as well. But you can come on in. It's all class-based, so it is instructor-led, so you do need to make an appointment. If you come in the first workout, though, or call us and sign up, we'll be happy to take you in, get you through a free trial, even for the AR Fit Challenge, so you get an experience what it's like.
This town is filled with people who don't want to grow up. And so one question I have for you is, are you doing anything for older athletes? Renee asked you a question about 30 to 40-year-olds. I'm going to ask you a question about 50 and 60-year-olds.
Well, I'm 60, and I do AR Fit a couple days a week. I end up, enjoy riding and golf. I'm skiing here in town. So the high-intensity interval workout, AR Fit, is really designed for athletes of all ages. And it's available so that you can customize, again, that mass customization that we specialize in to accommodate the older athlete. I mean, we've got athletes that are 75 and 80 that are taking those classes as well.
Let's talk, before we have to wrap up soon, but tell us a little bit about the larger corporate structure. You have a number of franchises. Are you growing?
We are. Thank you. We have a commitment right now of trying to add more facilities to our network. We have 120 around the country, including Asia, Australia, South Korea, and Japan. And we're adding new centers at a fairly high rate compared to what we had been in the past. We'd not really been a very public business, and now we're out there in the franchise world trying to expand our footprint.
We've been talking to Charlie Graves with Athletic Republic. Charlie, if anyone listening to this interview has more questions, what's your website?
It's parkcity.athleticrepublic.com. That's a blessed place to go. Or give us a call at 435-647-9000, and we'll be happy to get you signed up for your first class.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Charlie Graves with Athletic Republic. Roger.